Circles of Safety, written by Christina Curtin, August 21st, 2024. Until 9:14 p.m. last night, I thought I was pretty cool under pressure. At 9:15 p.m., I realized I was wrong, because at 9:15 p.m., I thought my 13-year-old daughter, Scarlett, had been abducted from soccer practice. Up until that point, I assumed I would do all the right things in this situation. I'd take the right actions, make the right choices. But as I watched her little circle on Life 360 leave the soccer field, knowing that she was not in our car, but in someone else's, I panicked. The first decision I made wasn't the most logical one, because all I could think of at that moment was that my child was in someone else's car and I needed to get to her now. I was at home, though, in my pajamas, poised to put in my mouth guard and lay down with my 4-year-old daughter, Evie. I wasn't getting to Scarlett quickly. My oldest daughter, Gianna, had been the one waiting at the soccer field for Scarlett's practice to be over. She was the one Vince called to ask why Scarlett was moving in a car, according to her signal on Life 360, while Gianna was not. Gianna freaked. I slowly started to freak. Just hours before, Vince had been talking about how bad trafficking is around here, how a child was just taken nearby while their mom was right there. Abduction was fresh on our minds, and now this happened. As Scarlett's circle moved further and further away from the field, Gianna asked, "Do you want me to follow them?" Here's the decision. Here's the wrong move. But I didn't know this at the time. Me, panicking as I visualized the inside of the car, Scarlett's fear, what could come next, I blurted, "Yes." That wasn't enough, though. We needed more. I needed an army of people to follow her signal. Call the Coast Guard. Everybody, move in now. I told Vince that he needed to go follow that car. Please, someone, get to her before it was too late. As he rushed out the door, he screamed, "Call 911. My body felt not my own. I was in it, but I was cold. My nerve endings were dulled. I wasn't shaking. I was just near numb. I dialed the 3 digits on my phone, put it on speaker, and pulled back up Life 360 so I could follow where my daughter was being taken. I was calm enough on the phone, giving the operator the information I had. No description of vehicle, no description of the suspect. She was just taken, left the fields, and now was heading in the opposite direction of home. I gave them her description, what she was wearing. My mind agonized for a second. Would she still have her muddy cleats on, or had she taken them off? Was she shoeless? Her eyes, her hair. I was ready to vomit. This wasn't happening. I kept watching her circle on my little screen, and I just wanted to reach in and pull her to me to get her safe. What was happening? What seemed like hours later, but it was only minutes, her circle made its way to a community about 25 minutes from our house. I relayed this to the 911 operator, the street-by-street play. Then suddenly, her circle stopped, right in front of a house. I had two thoughts. First, oh God, this person took my scar and now they are going to rape her and torture her in their basement. No, 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 not basement. Florida doesn't have basements. Spare room then. Torturing in a spare room. And then second thought, this is strange. Why would they keep her so close? Shouldn't they be headed towards the coast or the airport or something? A storage facility even? Her circle went inside the house. Oh, please hurry. Please. The operator confirmed help was on the way. Gianna was also closing in on the location. I saw this happen on my screen. Wait, what the hell was I thinking telling her to follow the car? What the hell was she going to do? Was I going to throw another kid into the sacrificial fire? Stupid, stupid, stupid. I was getting ready to text her, unable to hang up with 911 to call her directly, when I saw a message from Gianna come through my phone. She's okay. Time stopped then. I was confused. How did she know this? I texted her back and asked Gianna if she was sure. Her reply, someone took her bag. She's still at the field. Relief immediately washed over me. The numbness that was there moments before went away. Like I had an on-off switch and someone just went blick in the other direction. I'm back. Yes, this is right. This is reality. Not the last 15 minutes of my life where I thought my child had been taken. This, a misunderstanding. And then I felt embarrassed. Oh, dear God. The police are about to show up to someone's house to find an abducted child, and really all that happened was some girl took the wrong damn bag from the field. These poor people. I told the operator what happened. He made sure to confirm twice that I was sure my previously thought abducted child was in fact fine. I said yes and apologized a few more times than was probably necessary. I ended my call with 911. I watched on my phone as her circle stayed inside that house. But I zoomed out now and saw Vince's circle moving as fast as he could safely go towards the soccer field where Scarlett waited. No circle to identify her, but I knew that she was safe. She was there. We were all shook up that night, Scarlett included. She had been left at the field. She had watched everyone leave and had no way to contact anyone. As the field started to go dark, she had thought she might have to sleep there. Luckily, she found her coach and was able to make that call that confirmed her safety. Gianna had to pull on the side of the road and calm herself. Tears shaking, the relief that everything was okay, the stress of thinking you were tracking your sister and her abductor with GPS had caught up to her. I don't know what I was thinking having her follow the car. I wasn't thinking. I panicked. I made the wrong choice. Why didn't we have her search the field first? To confirm Scarlett was, in fact, not there. Perhaps it was because abduction was so fresh in my mind that my brain just said, this is it, this is what's happening now. Instead of going to the first logical thought, her phone is not her, despite how often she has it. Evie was awake for the whole thing, despite being tired and under the influence of 5 milligrams of melatonin. She refused to fall asleep and listened as I was on the phone with 911 and then the deputy. Even after we found out Scar was fine, she refused to sleep, now fixated on the fact that Scarlett didn't have her bag. How was she going to get her bag back? When would Scarlett get her bag? Dear God, child, go the fuck to sleep. We all had a poor night's sleep, restless from the events of the night. But today, we woke up, the sun just starting to peek from the corner of the sky. We hugged each other as we said our goodbyes for school, and I hugged them a little bit tighter than I normally do, circling them in my arms. Safe.